Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Today is National Christmas Card Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's got to be a holiday that's in danger of not existing anymore.
Yeah, only 34% of people still send an actual card.
Whoa, that many?
Yeah.
That's surprising to me because my Christmas cards have fallen off precipitously in the last 10 years.
Okay, can you not use those kind of words here?
Because it's a good SAT word.
What does it mean?
Well, it's like falling off a precipice.
Okay, and then the rest of us are sending them via email or like social media, those cards that you get from friends and family on Facebook or whatever, and then you got to open them up.
Yeah, does that not count? Just post your picture on Facebook and say, Merry Christmas.
We got a friend that subscribes to Jib Jab, and that's what they send every year. Are you familiar with those? Mm. It's like it's got your face and it's the dancing elves. And it's like, but they'll take the time to get your faces and put them on the elves.
It's fun. And it's funny to see the whole family dancing like elves and twerking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff around the Christmas tree.
They do a good job. We always look forward to them.
Do you need to do any of that? Or can you just say Merry Christmas when you see someone?
Why not just say Bah Humbug, Kato?
That's not the Christmas spirit, Tom.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
A buddy of mine said he spent 2 hours trying to help his wife out because they're trying to create a Christmas card on the computer.
Okay.
So he's like, I was so sick of it. It's like Christmas cards cause fights. So we're not going to put peace on earth on our Christmas card this year.
Well, yeah. It was taking him so much trouble.
Well, because she had all these different, you know, fonts and stuff. Pictures. And should we use this one? Should we use that one? What do we say here? Do we put a picture of the kids on there?
Away.
Yeah. It was like all these different questions, and he's like, I just, you know, got tired of it.
Well, not to mention, when you have in your mind what you want it to look like, and then you start to try and execute it, and you're like, oh, this is not working. Yeah. And then you start stressing, and then someone tries to help, but they don't read your mind, and it's just, it's a mess.
I'm all about sending them that way, because the other Christmas cards are so expensive. I'm like, you know, unless you go to Dollar General, then you send those Christmas cards.
Well, now, the ones you make yourself, you can go on Shutterfly and stuff. They're not bad.
True, but you can go to Dollar General and make it yourself, too, because you can just do a stick figure family.
Yeah.
And be like, from us, with love. Merry Christmas.
Dollar Generals are just $1 if you get the right ones. Then the Hallmarks are about, you know, you got to take out a loan to get those. Now, the ones at Dollar General, the poem's not as good. The paper's much thinner. But, you know, it gets the point across. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thing with also that's going away is putting up all the Christmas cards around the door mantle or on your fireplace.
Goodness. Yeah. That's because you don't get enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Because back in the day, you get so many of them, and it's kind of bragging rights. Like, see how many friends I have? And you don't have as many friends as I do. So maybe you should print them out on the computer, the ones that you get via online, the Christmas cards. Just
pieces of paper.
Yeah, pieces of paper up on your mantle or on your refrigerator just to show that you still have some people loving you during the holiday season.
But do you keep the cards when you get them?
For until Christmas is over.
And then what?
Then you throw them away.
So then it's like, it just feels like a waste.
You know what? If you want to, just send me that $5 that you were going to spend on that Christmas card from Hallmark.
I'll take the 99 cents from Dollar General.
But the problem is, that's just the same as flowers for women.
True.
Okay. How about birthday cards? Do you save those from, you know, people?
No.
You don't?
I don't give them either.
It's still a nice gesture when you get one. Like, my aunt sends them all the time.
But I save mine. Like, I've got mine with my mom's handwriting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll write more than just Merry Christmas on the bottom.
What do you do? Do you go back and read them?
Yeah. I have some from my granny.
I've got some. Like, it's in a shoebox in my closet. I mean, one of these days I'll go back and read them probably.
Not.
Yeah.
But I save them too.
And if they don't write anything, you can re-gift those Christmas cards to somebody else.
I've done it.
People really don't write anything? They don't, like, write, hey, Merry Christmas from so-and-so?
Sometimes. It's just like, they'll put a $5 bill in there and just give you that for Christmas, and you can just reuse that.
I don't think I've ever gotten a card that didn't have a writing on it.
Well, you're different than
us.
No,
and
I mean, honestly, people usually sign their Christmas cards.
But those little bags sometimes come with the little card on the handle, you know, where you can just say like to, from, and I love when people use it or leave it blank because then I'm like, oh, I get to reuse this.
I can use this gift bag.
You can still use it. Just scratch out the previous names. I've scratched out birthday, happy birthday, put Merry Christmas before.
Well, that's tacky. You need to you need to put a Christmas sticker over the top of that one.
Yeah.
a good fresh one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Hawk just revealed to us that it is Christmas card day.
Yeah.
And even though Christmas cards are starting to decline and people aren't sending as many, still as much as 34% of the population, or about one out of three people, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to help you out this morning with the ways to make your card the perfect holiday card.
All right.
And this comes from Time Magazine. They say that there's a few tips that can make your card stand out, and it's also some tips that are just helpful in general. For example, be sure to put the date on the card. Some people actually collect them.
Yeah.
They save them, and so it's nice to know what year that was from.
That's good.
It might be as simple as maybe if you're doing your own cards with your picture, you have maybe, you know, December 2025 or whatever on there.
And if you're sending the email, you know, Christmas card, as you print it out, it'll probably have that date at the top.
Yeah, you probably don't have to worry about it. They say also decide what kind of card you want to send. What do you want it to accomplish? Do you want it to deliver general holiday cheer, express gratitude, reconnect with an old friend, or fill in the extended family on what's been happening? Hopefully you've thought this out before now. But I think so many people anyway are doing either a rather generic one or the cards that has a few pictures of your family on it. And then you just go online and pick out what you want it to say.
Uh-huh.
They say personalize it. Even if you're sending cards in bulk, try to personalize each one in some small way. Even if it's a quick line like, hey, hope your new job is going well, or hope you're having fun with the new baby or something like that. That way it doesn't seem like you just sent out a mass of cards.
Can I just say like, hey, Hawk? Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Merry
Christmas. Hey, Tori.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, at least I'll know you gave it some thought.
I hope I send the right one to you.
That's going to be important here in a second, too, because they say double check the names. The ultimate holiday card faux pas is getting the person's name wrong. So either you could misspell it. That's forgivable, but it's till they notice it. They notice when you misspell their name. But also, you could just put the wrong name on there, and that would be awkward.
Yeah. Well, make sure you do send it to the right person. You remember Valentine's Day one time, and I mixed up the cards. I sent my mom my girlfriend's Valentine's Day card. That was weird.
Awkward family reunion that day, right?
Mom's like, you sent me this card. I think it's meant to go to someone else.
Another thing is to have some fun. You've seen generic cards. Make it fun by doing something unique or adding some personality to it. So that's kind of like when you're signing it. But if you can put something on there that just makes it a little less plain. What are you thinking of, Cato? You're scaring me.
I'm going to rub it on my hiney.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And then you just write that on there. I rubbed this on my hiney.
There you go.
Yeah. Everyone's going to remember your card if you do that. It says add a surprise. That would definitely be a surprise.
A Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That is a Hershey's Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Well, you know where this has been.
Another thing you can do is decorate the card, or the envelope, I'm sorry. You know, something on the outside with little bells or a snowman or something to make it stand out.
Yeah.
And they say most important of all is don't worry if you don't get it out on time. Because even if it ends up being a New Year's card, people, they're busy during the holiday season. They may not even check their mail as regularly. So it's okay if it comes late.
No, like in summer.
Wouldn't be good to make it past the next major holiday. I would say it needs to get there before Valentine's Day.
I just sent last year's Christmas cards to you a couple days ago.
I wonder why I didn't get that.
Might have the wrong year on them.
And if you'd want to save money, because, you know, stamps are going up in price. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So just put their address in the return address and not put a stamp on it.
Well,
and that way it'll be returned to their house.
Good thinking, Cato.
You can do that or just take a picture of it and text it to them.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this year we've been spreading Christmas cheer, sending Cato out, singing Christmas carols. Last week we took over the intercom at Lowe's. He sings some Christmas carols to everybody at Lowe's, and the lady caught him. That was hilarious. But what would it be like to gather up a bunch of friends and go to Cracker Barrel and sing the 5 Days of Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Well, for this Torture Tuesday, we sent Cato and Tori along with some of our friends to Cracker Barrel, and they were seated at different tables. They actually went in, acted like they weren't together. They waited until they were each seated at a different table, and then Cato led them in a flash mob style Christmas caroling session, and it went way better than we expected. They are sitting in a restaurant right now, and they are scattered throughout the restaurant.
Oh, it's going to be good.
They're not sitting together. Mm-hmm. They've gone in at different times and sat down.
Yeah.
They look like they're just random people who don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have Cato stand up and start singing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, well.
He will do the first verse.
Okay.
You know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Then somebody else will stand up and do the second verse from across the restaurant. And they will all do the 5 golden rings together.
Yeah, we wanted to do the 12 days of Christmas, but we didn't have enough people. It's because of the economy.
But we're going to get to 5, and I expect this to create quite a stir in the restaurant. Because imagine if you were sitting there, and it looks like just strangers all start breaking into song around you in, at different places in the restaurant.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and check in with Cato.
Sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Oh, he is ordering breakfast. I see he's ordering up, too.
Ah, sure.
All right, Cato, let us know whenever you finished your order.
That's all.
Okay, he's still ordering.
I heard him say that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I had to order because she was standing right in front of me.
Okay, it's all right. Well, it
sounds like you made the best of it.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to be fine.
Sounds good. All right, as soon as you think you're ready, I believe we can get started on this.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of people in there too, Cato.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've kind of laid it out on the radio. You're going to start this off, and then one of the interns will stand up, and we're going to go through all the verses of the song.
Okay. Just when
are you ready? At a point where you can do it?
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I am now.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You ready?
At a restaurant, going to sing 5 Days of Christmas.
All right. Here we go.
Stand up.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day, already my true love gave to me three red hens, two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three
princes,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. Join in. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Calling birds, three
princes,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yay. All right, now just sit down, Cato, and just eat like it nothing happened.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that was good, Kato. Very good.
That was funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we could have kept on going and it'd have been okay.
I think you could have too. I'll tell you what, that was super fun for us. Hope it spread some Christmas cheer as we sang 5 Days of Christmas at Cracker Barrel.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have the times. You can always count on your kids to be full of nervous energy.
Now, you say that, count on them to be full, like almost like it's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
I would think not either.
But you can just bet they're going to have some nervous energy during these times, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Bedtime.
Okay, well, that's mentioned. Number one, Christmas and Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like during the Christmas season, it's like they're going to be acting up. They're all happy. They got toys coming their way, so they got a lot of nervous energy then. Bedtime also mentioned, Kato. So you want them to go to bed, and it's like all of a sudden they're all giddy and they're in there laughing with each other.
I don't think this is just for kids.
Okay.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, before a trip. Man, I cannot sleep before a vacation.
Oh, okay.
Too excited.
That was not mentioned as far as the kids go. I think kids dread the trips a lot of times because that's why they're asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Man, kids today, they sit in the car with their iPads and they basically don't have to do anything.
Uh-huh. All right, these are times you can always count on the kids to be full of nervous energy at weddings and or funerals. When you need things to be quiet... especially the little kids, but that's always kind of cute when a little kid says something funny.
And if you bring a kid to a wedding, make sure the bride and groom are okay with that, because I just don't think this is an appropriate place for kids.
Funerals too.
Yeah.
You should make sure the dead person's okay with it.
You okay with this, Granny? Granny.
She didn't say a word.
Guess she's good with it, dude.
I had a friend who was driving by. They thought it was a wedding, and they yelled out, "Your life is over." And then their other friend was like, "Dude, that's a funeral."
Oh. Well, he wasn't lying.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
All right, times you can always count on your kids to be full of nervous energy. When you've had a bad day or when you're tired. It's like you come in, you need a little peace and quiet, and the kids are just driving you crazy.
Yeah, that's when Mom would send us outside and be like, "See you when the sun goes down. Don't come back in."
Yeah.
I saw a meme that says, "The older I get, the longer I sit in my car when I get home from work." And I'll talk to friends, and they'll be in their car in their driveway, and I'm like, "Are you not going in?" Now the kids are in there.
For me, you know what, though? Sometimes, like, when I'm in car line, that's some of the most peaceful time of the day for me.
Until you fall asleep.
Well, I did.
I have often wondered if that's why some parents get to car lines so early.
Yeah.
Because why do you need to be there an hour early?
Because you don't want to be at the end of the line.
But what's the difference if you're there an hour early at the front or you show up a little bit later and you just roll on through? Either way, you're waiting.
It's more hectic after.
Your kid doesn't have to wait as long either.
Yeah.
If you're up front, they get to get right in the car and go.
Sometimes they want to hang out with their friends. But I used to tell my dad that. He'd be like the first one in line to pick my nephew up.
I get in trouble
for that. Do you not think he wants to hang out with his friends after school just for a little bit before you get in?
Could you imagine you get to that line an hour early just so your kid doesn't have to wait, and they're like, "Could you drive around? Yeah. I'm still socializing."
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, nervous energy, you can count on having that after school because they've been at school all day. They had to hold it together. Now they're around some people and they can trust, so they just let it all out. And a lot of my car fights happen between my kids in the car when I'm driving home from school.
Wow.
My sister always comes prepared with snacks in the car.
Okay. Well, after eating sweets was also mentioned. If they have too many sweets, they have that nervous energy and they're bouncing off the walls. Mm-hmm. At restaurants was also one of the top ones. Your kids are having that nervous energy there, especially when they're younger and they're looking, you know, over the seat at the other people. You'd always have to grab your kid's leg and pull them down because they're, you know, breathing on the neck hair of some old guy behind
Harry Nick.
Yeah. Okay. And then in church was also mentioned, nervous energy. And anytime you are on a phone and you have an important phone call, that's when the kids have their nervous energy. And matter of fact, we have a comedian talking about that this morning.
Remember when you were a kid, your mom would yell at you and the phone would ring right in the middle of it? "You guys always leave one of those drop of toilet paper on the roll. Who do you think changes that paper? The paper fairy? It's me, it's Mom, and I'm sick and tired of you trying to take advantage of me. I work my..."
Hello. Yes, kids are great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you have boomer parents or grandparents, you're going to want to listen up for this, because there's a complaint going around about something that boomers do with their kids and their grandkids. And I had never thought about it before, but when I read it, I'm like, that is so true. And the complaint is that they will casually drop in serious news as if there's nothing special about it. For example, you might call your mom and your dad, and you're talking to your mom and you're talking about how the day went, and she go, oh, well, you know, your dad had open heart surgery today. And then you're like, what? Why didn't we know about this? What is going on? And the answer for this, the reason these boomers do this, is because they didn't want to worry you about their health ahead of time.
This, my mom fell yesterday and busted up her face really bad, and she just sends us a selfie and is like, well, guess I won't be wearing flip-flops anymore. I tripped. I'm like, Ma, go to the hospital. You busted your face all up.
You're lucky you didn't just find out when you got home for Christmas and saw her.
Honestly, that sounds like something she would do.
Well, they said that a lot of these boomers grew up believing that love is shown through providing and protecting. So by sharing that with you, it would be the opposite of that. It would be showing that, you know, like you would have to worry about them, and they don't want you to worry about them. They feel like their job is to take care of and worry about you.
So they don't disclose the information to us.
Correct.
So, okay, I just want to get on board.
But I'm okay with that. Because I think people share way too much now.
But this is your parents. You probably want to know.
But then I'd have worried for 3 days. I felt like I'd had to been there. And if everything's okay, just tell me that everything's good.
Your dad just had open heart surgery today, but he's recovering.
Oh, good. Mom, y'all need some pie.
I'll bring over some food for you.
That's actually funny, because it's interesting that you are actually preferring that. You'd rather have it that way.
Because
a lot of people are complaining. They're like, I would have liked to known that this was going on so they could at least offer to help or be praying or something.
But I'm kind of like that with my parents. I won't tell them until I know what's going on and I have more info so that I don't panic them.
Right. My mom worries all the time now. Yeah. It's like, because I'm still her baby.
Now, don't get me wrong. My mom's not like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
your mom tells it all. We know stuff with your mom.
Yeah, she tell my mom. She'll tell everyone.
Well, they said boomers often keep personal or medical information private because they were raised in a culture where independence, emotional restraint, handling problems quietly were seen as signs of strength and love. So they genuinely believe they're protecting their children from worry by minimizing or delaying the updates. and they view sharing health issues as burdening others.
Well, you know, I think also it's like in today's society, we do share too much online, like everything, and you want somebody to know about this, that, and the other. And it's like, you know what? It ain't anybody's business.
No, and I think kids hear too much. There's a lot kids don't need to hear from their parents, and their parents tell everything, especially on social media, and kids don't need to hear a lot of that.
That's why
stuff.
Kids have anxiety now that we probably didn't have as much.
Who?
Yeah.
Me?
When we were younger, when we were teenagers, it's like, because we didn't know what was going on.
Mom and
dad didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said this approach can make millennial or Gen Z children feel twice as upset because withholding that information about family, health, or crises can lead to feelings of betrayal, anger, sadness, and loss of trust.
I mean, it's kind of true. My mother-in-law did this because my father-in-law did have heart surgery. He had a stent put in. And she told me after it was done. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I mentioned John. And she said, he doesn't need to know. I'm like, that's his dad. Yeah, he does.
Well, I mean, I guess so in that situation. But a lot of times, you know, they have the surgery and everything's fine. And so it's better just not to mention it.
No, it's not.
You know, especially if it depends on the thing, too. Getting your appendix out, it's a small surgery. You don't have to tell everybody about that.
Well, your family.
Yeah.
Well, your family, yes.
Well, that's who we're talking about here. This is all about boomers and their parents and their kids and their grandkids.
Well, I'm talking about, like, let's say you are 30 and you have, or let's say you're 35, you have 15-year-olds or, you know, teenagers. They don't have to know some of that stuff. I'm going in to get my ingrown toenail fixed today.
Well, there probably is an age, kind of like Cato was saying, that maybe you do need to shield them from a little bit of the scary part of the world.
Like,
but like, if we're adult children, let us know so we can help you.
Well, of course.
I was like 15 or 16 when my mom went in for cancer and had to have her entire, you know, uterus and all that stuff all taken out.
Oh, wow.
I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, I didn't want that either, Tom.
It's a hysterectomy. So they went in and they found these tumors in there, and it was a big deal, but we dealt with it. We weren't shielded from it.
I thought that was a car, the Chevy uterus.
Now, do you tell your parents that? Because there's things I don't tell.
I don't tell.
No. I told them I was getting a colonoscopy. I'm on the prayer list at church now, and I'm like, Mom, you don't need to tell everybody what I'm a medical procedure.
I didn't know you were getting a colonoscopy. Yeah. I'll pray for you.
Years ago, but I don't tell anything. If something's going on, I don't.
Well, a colonoscopy isn't something that you necessarily need to tell your parents about, but if you were having your colon removed, you might let them know.
I don't know if I would.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. John came home with the pictures and was like, look at what they saw. I'm like, John, oh my gosh.
Ain't that funny? Those are funny pictures.
I didn't know they did that. He's like, they printed them out for me.
He said, Christmas cards.
He said, let's put them on the fridge.
I'm like, could you send us some?
Do what?
Can you send us some of them?
Yeah, I'll sign it. Merry Christmas.
Okay, well, there you go, folks. They say that Gen Z and millennials are going to parent differently. They're going to share more with their kids and not hold back because they don't think it's right for their parents to hold back.
Have a holly jolly colon.
Look out for those polyps.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.